me kick down the door and talk to my cheap sons and daughters.
What is this, amateur hour?
I'm blacker than the ace of spades and more militant than you and your whole damn army put together. While you out there chanting that rally, browbeating politicians, I'm taking out any money front sucker on the humble that gets in my way. So I tell you what, when your so-called revolution starts, you call me, and I'll be right down front showing you how it's done. But until then, you need to shut the fuck up when grown folks is talking. Now can you dig it?
Ladies, gentlemen, and scholars, the world's first Quantimino-powered podcast live from the Daddy Juice Energy Studio in the Beaded Curtain District. Your star plays Gemini Jackson, the Burrito Bandito, Brian McFly, and Arthur Dude.
Welcome, ladies, gentlemen, of course, you scholars. I'm your fearless and greasy host, Gemini Jackson, son of the Quantimino, with the model of the millennium, Brian McFly.
Hey.
And our resident hyena, Arthur Dude.
Howdy, ninjas.
And now let's get this party started with XXX Quantimino. Dynamite. Time dilation.
Do you guys know what that is? Or did you guys watch
Dilation?
Sorry, Lightyear, by any chance?
What's that? Huh?
Did you guys watch Lightyear?
No. Because there's like a gay kiss
there. Yeah, I don't watch that stuff, dude.
There's
I don't watch that crap.
Some trouble in that movie, but I'm just going to focus on the time dilation.
Time dilation.
So Brian would be the soft vocalist and you would be the hard vocalist?
Time dilation.
Hey, it's one of those screamo bands with the emo singer.
It's just called time dilation.
Just so I can get some context on what this is. So I know that you can dilate eyes and you can dilate pussies.
And your asses.
So what's time? Is it more like the pussy or the ass?
Dilating time.
It's more like the ass.
Okay.
Because it's something with time and velocity and how you travel through it determines how long a second goes.
Yes.
Okay. Gemini, can you give me a...
So
we need the science, Gemini Jackson.
It's all related. Energy is mass times velocity, you know, all that shit.
Okay.
Anyway, that has nothing to do with
You just pissed me off when you said that, dude.
So you age, right? And you calculate it by the number of times you rotate around the Earth.
Right, yeah.
Or rotate around the sun. So like the further out, if you're measuring...
It's like comparing how long a year is on Jupiter versus a year on Earth.
Right.
Yeah.
But you're still the same. You've been alive for the same amount of time.
If you're traveling at light speed, it breaks down.
It moves slower.
The closer you get to approaching light the speed of light, the slower time moves.
Right. But for you.
Yes, you.
Anybody.
But for my experience...
People on Earth are still aging.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
So for them, it's...
They're old as fuck.
They're old as fuck. For me...
A year has passed, but it's like 500 for them.
Yeah, relatively speaking, time has slowed down. But for me, I'm going to be alive. For my experience, I'm going to be alive...
It's only been a year.
...for the same amount of time.
You've been alive for 500 Earth years, but you've experienced 1 year.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So time dilation is just that whole process. It's just the...
Yeah. The expansion of time, basically. So
I see,
for them,
yeah.
It's like condensed. For you, it's like...
Like the pussy expands and the asshole expands and the eyeball
expands. The asshole never expands.
Is that true?
It only contracts.
I think it just stretches.
It doesn't expand?
The asshole expands. I'm just joking.
Okay. So backtracking on time dilation, it's more related to time travel.
Yeah.
So Lightyear, he time travels where he ends up meeting himself, but much older version of himself.
Oh, no.
So you know what I'm getting at here? We're Slam City troping this.
Did he suck his own dick in the future, yo?
Did Lightyear?
Could be in the outtakes.
Lightyear? Oh, wow.
It's not on the footage.
Wait, was that the gay kiss that I heard about?
Is he the gay kiss on his own dick?
Yeah, was that what happened? Dick?
Is that still gay?
Yes. No.
If you're kissing your own dick.
But if somebody else is watching it, then they're gay.
So it's like the tree falling in a forest.
Right. It's not gay if you suck your own dick. But if someone watches you, they're gay.
It's the the observer theory.
It's exactly.
Of homosexuality.
Schrodinger's gay. I'm just in my box sucking my own dick. Why the fuck did you open the door?
Yeah.
Now you're gay.
I wasn't even sucking my own dick in this box until you opened it up and saw me sucking my own dick
in the
box.
So you're telling me with time dilation, say you time dilated and you aged maybe, a year, but you run into yourself that has aged like 40 years.
Wow.
But that doesn't even make sense.
I'm not sucking some 80-year-old's dick.
In terms of like the reality of time dilation, that doesn't make...
Yeah, you, I mean, you would have to actually time travel.
Right, okay.
It's kind of like time traveling because you're moving slower as time's moving faster around.
You are not Where's in the future that you universe from? Anymore. You'd have to cross universes to ever meet yourself.
Hey, man, I know Lightyear met Lightyear.
Yeah, but he crossed a dimension or something.
No, it's
time traveling. Just time traveling.
You're not meeting yourself by time dilating. If you're time dilating, you're still on your trajectory, right?
Yeah.
So when you land, you're still there. There's no other you that exists that's not time dilating.
You'd have to time travel
unless
the future
from
way.
A different
time, like 40 Marty, years in the future.
A different timeline.
Yeah, Marty meets old Marty.
A completely different timeline. You can't be on the same timeline.
Tell me this stuff is going in parallel?
Yes.
No, man. Not in Lightyear. I'm just saying, okay. You're going to run into yourself right. 40 years older.
So the dilation part's not important. The important part is you run into your older self. Are you sucking your dick?
Exactly.
Right.
That's what I was trying to get at for the past 4 minutes.
It's a foregone conclusion.
I mean, it says here time dilation. You would think that the time dilation is the important part of this, but it's really not.
And you're just talking about eye dilation and vagina dilation.
That was to give context.
Do you like the look of a cervix?
No.
Yeah, I don't prefer it.
You guys ever feel the little thing that they install in there?
Yeah, dude, where the fucking IUD fucks back.
Dude, just sounding while you're fucking. You, dude, just scratching your dick hole.
You try to sound while you fuck? Oh man. Yeah, that's how it works.
Vagina.
Yeah.
It plugs up the penis hole so that cum can't go through.
Would you say that it's a cum goalie?
Wow.
Anyways.
Cum goalie.
That's a terrible, terrible cum goalie.
It's stopping the cum from going in the goal.
I mean, that'd be a diaphragm, right?
Yeah.
Because we'll the cum is still there.
Let's put that one on the back burner, guys.
the cum's everywhere, okay?
It's a sperm goalie.
Yeah, well, it just kills
That name's
them.
A little bit better. Sperm goalie?
Spermicidal goalie.
Sperm goalie? Fern goalie? Anyways.
It's fern goalie.
Overcornified. Okay.
What's this SD card?
Meta-analysis. Mysterious SD card. Here, I'm going to say this real quick. Don't plug it in.
Sure.
Whatever you're fucking thinking about doing,
good
do not plug this bitch in.
You're right, dude. I would always
never.
Plug it in until you...
Never.
But now this is just... You're right.
This is how they got in some government facility.
True.
They had a bunch of viruses on USB drives, and they just left them in the parking lot.
Oh, I didn't know
lot.
You were talking about viruses. I thought you were talking about something else.
Oh, that you're going to see your dad's fucking pics?
No, I'm talking about pizza, dude.
Oh, cheesiest pizza. Yeah, do not do that either.
Yeah.
Oh, tell me about this pizza.
No, you don't want to know about this pizza.
You don't want to...
Now you got to let the listeners know you mentioned it.
So cheesy pizza.
It's the forbidden fruit, dude.
No, a no meme? Forbidden fruit. No, okay.
It's, I was just
we're
kidding.
Using cheese and pizza as a substitution.
It's
that starts with C.
Oh,
it starts with P.
Damn. Yeah. Are we going there?
Oh, I'm just saying.
I don't know why we're going
I'm
there.
Not I'm not talking about fucking viruses.
Right. It's a nightmare. You find a mysterious SD card.
Let's run the parallels here. All right. You get out of your car in a convenience store.
Yeah.
You get out of my dreams and then into my car, and then we drive to the convenience store,
and then
you
get out
of
the car. And on the ground
is an SD card. You leave that bitch there, or you break it.
And it looks like it's been run over and kind of disheveled a little bit.
You
not
break
like it's
it.
Fresh or anything.
I'm not fucking...
No, don't even touch it.
I'm saying worst case scenario. You say, oh, maybe there's something cool on there. You go to jail.
Yeah. If it's
Wouldn't
cheesy
that be
pizza.
Bad? That's why I bring it up. I'm just saying that would be bad.
So you guys are just going to be a bunch of pussies about it?
I'm not fucking plugging that into any device that I own.
Before, he just brought this to my attention, and I started thinking about the CP.
What if it was a disposable device?
What?
What?
You can plug the SD card in like something that you don't have to care about.
You don't have an IP. It's not your IP.
It's just a computer.
I mean, if it's
air gapped,
maybe.
Yeah, it's a trash computer, no internet.
Yeah.
I would be interested. Trying to think what I found. Maybe like
found
a CD
art,
or something.
What's the best thing you could ever find on there?
An MP3 collection.
Nudes of a hot woman.
Couldn't you just go to the internet?
No, but it's cool
because... No, because like I didn't
like
curate that. Yeah, I didn't curate that MP3 collection. This is someone's like MP3 collection.
It's just more voyeuristic.
Or it could be like
it's just more voyeuristic.
Someone's camera roll.
Because you can look into it and you can like kind of read... It's like this girl's like diary. So you're kind of getting to know her a little
like
bit.
She's into bright eyes.
She's into bright eyes. And then you just like... You all of a sudden you find her nude, so you've gotten to know this girl,
and then find out she's 14.
Oh no! Why'd you have to destroy his
dream?
There's nothing ever good that'll come of it.
Could be just wishful
thinking,
man.
Your curiosity will always kill you.
What did you want to find on it, dude? What were you thinking about this SD card?
Either a photo collection or MP3s.
MP3s, huh?
Yeah.
Like if someone's mixtape, people try to give you their fucking CDs all the time and you're like, no, I don't want that trash. Poof. You say it to their face
Pish
and it's
posh.
Mean.
What if it was like Conor Oberst unreleased demos.
I don't even think I'd like that.
There's a reason they're unreleased,
right? I barely like
right?
the stuff he releases.
I was just trying to get Brian's ears to perk, yeah. honestly.
But I don't know.
Insert your favorite artist
I
here.
I would just be curious because it's like
exclusive really shit.
I'm a bit of a voyeur, and because of that, I do like. And also, I like reading like people's personal thoughts or something.
So it's an SD full of fan fiction?
No.
Oh, some slash fic, dude.
No, I don't know about that.
Who are you slashing together? Is it Harry and Ron?
Oh.
What's your
gay Potter, dude?
What's your top slash fiction? Who would you ship?
We talked about this, but I don't remember what
Who
we
would
said.
You most ship?
What did I ship? Who would I ship?
Who would you ship the most?
Are we picking out celebrities,
no,
fictional
I mean, like,
characters?
Exactly. Whatever comes to your mind first, who are you
okay,
shipping?
Okay, well, I don't, you know, I'm not proud of this, but Lorraine Baines McFly, of course.
Uh-huh.
In that dress, dude, with
of course.
Her tits popping.
Sure.
And then I guess some kind of like...
and then Caroline from Sex and the City.
Whoa!
Oh, shit!
Mother daughter!
Same
no!
Back to the Future!
Same woman mother daughter porn, dude?
Dude. The mashup that everybody's been clamoring for.
Same woman, mother, daughter.
To it. It's something you never knew you wanted.
Same person, mother, daughter.
It's way cooler than going back to the future and sucking your own dick.
Right, dude.
That's crazy, guys.
Old Leah Thompson? Young Leah Thompson?
Give me a category name that's SEO.
Oh, same person, mother, daughter. Same person, mother, daughter.
So SPMD?
Wow. Same person, mother, daughter.
SPMD is the craziest.
Wow. If you did tell someone that, they wouldn't know what you're talking about. You would have to explain that.
Same Listen person, mother, time daughter. Dilation. Just go with it. Imagine Leah Thompson on Leah Thompson.
Just Google SPMD.
No, that's not going to get you anywhere.
Might.
After we, you know,
here's what happens. You Google SPMD, and then you click on our link. We find where you are. We're going to leave you a fucking thumb drive.
Yeah, there's going to be a fucking SD
there's
card.
There's
going to
be an SD card.
And guess what? 1 out of 100 of those?
CP.
It's cheesy pizza.
Cheesy pizza.
Yeah.
It's always cheesy pizza.
The game is on, okay?
The game is on.
Yeah.
But look.
Good
original
luck to you.
Content
hey,
we
by
got,
Brian McFly.
No, we got some fucking science and technology that got Leah Thompson with Leah Thompson, okay? I'm talking about 45-year-old Leah Thompson and 22-year-old Leah Thompson.
Hey, I know I've probably mentioned this on the podcast, and just... You can just call me the real life Mr. Skin when I tell you this.
Uh-huh.
All the Right Moves
frame
is a
by
movie.
Frame.
All the Right Moves is a movie with Leah Thompson and Tom Cruise. You can see Leah Thompson's tits, dude.
All the
Thank
Right
me later.
Moves.
All the Right Moves.
All the Right Moves. Look it up.
Call me Mr. Skin.
Call him Mr. McFly.
Food Truck Fanboys, you haven't lived until you've conquered the Crazy One. Intergalactic Boba Runner Booba Get serves you everything in the Crazy One. Infinite calories for a not-so-infinite price.
$9.95.
Best bring your appetite, because the Crazy One has everything. No substitutions, no. Don't give up your much-done cred by asking for no pickles or no onions. Booba won't hold the mayo, because it wouldn't be the Crazy One if it didn't have everything. Next time you have a craving for clout that will get your feet wet, find the most badass food truck in the galaxy and order the Crazy One from Booba Gets.
Abu gets, and I gets it, so get it.
All right, correct my thinking here, says Art. Agree with or agree with me, and we're going to reference this advertisement.
Mm-hmm.
Win one of 20 $30 gift cards. All you got to do is complete their chicken wing challenge.
Sounds fun.
Which is eating 15 really hot wings in 15 minutes.
That's fun.
Number two, you got to post it on TikTok.
I'm sorry, do I work for you?
And tag them.
Okay.
And then Bullshit. Number three, they're very, very objective favorites. They're ultra objective favorites. Who the fuck is... Okay. They're getting way more money than these $600 worth of gift cards.
Yeah, remember in a recent episode when we were talking about chicken wing prices falling?
Yeah.
Oh.
They ain't even gonna change shit. And you know how much 15 wings cost at this place?
$30.
$30 fucking dollars!
Wait. Is that true?
Yeah.
$30 for 15 wings?
At this specific
it's very
place.
Close.
Yeah. Oh, my
After tax and
God.
Tip and all that bullshit?
Oh, yeah.
Fuck
for
you.
Sure.
Yeah.
Hold on.
A 30
Fuck
piece
you.
Even on like all-you-can-eat day is probably $24.99, $29.99.
I'm sorry.
Some shit
am
like
I a
that.
Fucking sucker-ass bitch?
Yeah, you are.
Somebody is.
I'm not
Plenty
a bitch,
of people.
Dude.
I'm sure
Their doors
they will
stay
get
open.
More than 20 people to do this exact same thing,
Of course
thing,
they
right?
will, dude.
Who's actually watching 15 minutes on their social media team for them to decide
They're
who
not.
The favorite is?
They're not. This is payola, dude.
Oh, wow.
Or it's people they know. They don't have to prove they don't know them. They
right.
don't have to do
it. Could
I
just
mean,
be like Buffalo Hot that they're eating and pretending like it's fire.
Thank you.
Wow.
There probably is like, you got to prove it. That.
Well, they got the receipts, right?
It's such a bullshit idea and a bunch of suckers that'll be participating.
This is
cinema
shit.
That's the worst part, is that it's going to work.
The worst part is the hypocrisy.
R.I.P. Norm.
That was Double X, Quantimino.
It's just crazy that I work for this wing place now.
Yeah.
Do you really?
I work for their advertising department.
That works us out here.
That's awesome.
Willutas Financial Advisors. When you gotta lose some weight, why wait? Julio help you diversify holdings. Flat rate, always great. Julio gets it done. Call Julio Tejas today, or regret it tomorrow.
Just call him, man.
Julio Tejas.
Just call him, man.
Just call him.
Just call him, man. Just call him, man.
I was listening to that ad in Weight and Waiter homonyms.
Why wait?
This is the news special segment, Brian's Animal Corner. Is that the one you go with?
I don't know. White tiger.
A white tiger.
Alleged.
Alleged.
I can't do it. I don't know.
That's the white tiger. There it is. Okay. The lady listeners are wet.
Fuck me.
Wow.
Oh, no.
The lady, there's creepy. So much. I'm listening to this episode in the future, and there's a deluge of an alkaline mixture
that grabbed the bucket and the mop.
It has this strange, you know, quality to it.
It does.
It's lower than the 7 pH that water is.
I would compare it to a fine machine oil.
Oh, wow.
Wow, dude. Greased
He's been
up.
Watching a lot of watch breakdowns where they have different viscosities of oils.
Yeah. This shit's like $14 a drop.
Oh, my God. Javelina. No, Javeline? Javeline?
Valvoline.
Javeline. Javeline.
I'm sorry. I'm an animal corner.
This Javeline.
Javelina is an animal,
It is
right?
an animal.
Animal corner.
It's like
okay.
a canine type thing, right?
How about this, dude? Snake bites two-year-old. That's sad. But then the second half of the headline is, who bites it back until it dies?
Damn, you had us in the first half.
Yeah, I know, dude. You thought it was going to be bad.
First off, I want to know if this snake's fucking poisonous. Otherwise, I don't give a shit.
I think you give a shit. It's a two-year-old girl, and she got bit by a snake.
And she bit?
Is it poisonous?
I want to know how big it is, more than I want to know if it's poisonous. Because I don't think she died, so it's probably not that poisonous.
Tell us about it, Brian.
How I don't big know. Is I didn't read it. But here,
God, is like it even small? Because if it's like this I big, know. I don't really
details.
Give a shit.
If it was an Amazon Python,
yeah.
the kind that Britney wore in the MTV Video Awards?
The one that Britney wore on the MTV Video Awards.
That bit of
Well, they don't bite. They don't bite.
They don't? This one does.
That one did.
Yeah. This one did.
That
and then
two-year-old really pissed it off. Didn't know what to do, so
Look,
better
are you on the snake side in this?
I think the snake, yeah.
You're always on the snake side.
Why?
Why not?
Fuck this naive little girl.
she's two, dude.
And then animal cruelty?
Look,
she bit it till it died.
Charge her like an adult.
Look.
Wow, throw the book at this fucking toddler.
Oh my God.
For animal cruelty.
Look, I'm normally not sticking up for the female race, dude, but this girl had some chutzpah, dude.
I believe that's what's called a boss bitch.
This is, she's more of a boss bitch than Sheryl Strandberg or whatever her name is at Facebook who wrote Lean In. This girl deserves our respect.
That was deep. What the
no,
fuck
no,
was that?
No, it was
that?
A little bit of an aside.
Help me out here. Clarify so, it for the listeners.
The lady
the
at
fuck?
Facebook wrote a book called Lean In, and it's basically supposed to be how you're supposed to just give all leadership roles to women.
Okay.
Yeah, and sight unseen.
So it's the book of boss bitch.
Brian's a little bit miffed about the whole premise, apparently.
What's her name? No.
Sheryl Sandberg?
Sandberg? Sandberg, that's right. I said Strandberg. I'm just saying, dude, if you're going to give any jobs to anyone, you give it to someone
this
like
baby.
This, dude. She got grit, dude.
Lean in on this boss baby.
Boss baby? You're
lean
out,
in.
Alec Baldwin. You killed someone.
Yeah.
This
oh, no.
baby's the boss baby
oh,
now.
No.
They said it's an accident. What do you think?
Well, I think the FBI said, which are we to believe the FBI? I don't know. But they said that Adam Baldwin, or whatever his name
Alec?
Is. Alec.
Alexander?
He pulled the trigger, even though he said he didn't pull the trigger.
Yeah, he said he didn't, but
we'll
all
find
know he
out
did.
Next on Hollywood Slam City.
Okay, sorry, this is the animal corner.
Yeah, Alec Baldwin's not an animal, even though he did kill her in cold blood.
I say free Alec, dude.
Yeah?
I like Alec.
Yeah.
Everyone likes Alec.
He's
come
got,
on.
I hear nobody likes Alec. It's fun that it's Alec and not Alex, right? He's kind of like a smart Alec.
Ooh.
Look out. Hang on a second.
Hold on. Give it.
I'll charge that up.
Which one are you giving?
Oh, man.
Are you charging it up, dude? Okay.
I have to call the drummer.
Hey, by the way, we're still in Brian's Animal Corner.
We never left.
Monkeys are masturbating with stone sex toys, researchers find. Here's a quote. There is some sort of tactile stimulation from the contact of those stones with the genitals, and it feels good, and there is no reason to stop.
Did a fucking machine write this sentence? There is some sort of tactile stimulation from the contact of the stones and the genitals, and it feels good.
No, read it back like a nerd. Stop.
Oh, my
read
God,
read it back like
dude.
A nerd. This is if you asked fucking AI, why are monkeys fucking stones?
Or no, it's just like, why should you masturbate is the question you ask AI, and they say this.
There is some sort of tactical simulation from the contact of the stones with their genitals, and it feels good, and there is no reason to stop.
I mean, what the fuck, dude? This guy.
Tell me about these toys. Are there pictures of these toys? Like, what do they look like?
I think they just got two fucking rocks and started fucking them.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, like fucking the couch?
It's not like a fleshlight made out of stone?
No. Don't have the technology to carve
shit.
That
was like a stone ring.
Also,
they
guys,
don't care.
You're forgetting that you could put things in your ass.
Whoa!
I don't think monkeys are
is
putting things in their
though?
Ass. Yes.
I don't
if
think
it
so.
Makes you cum.
What?
Dude, you can fucking finger blast your prostate till you cum.
So you're talking about stone dildos?
Stone milking, yeah.
So you don't think the monkey's doing this?
I don't think the monkey's putting it in their ass because monkeys are fucking smart-ass animals.
You
they
saying,
know about the flared base.
They instinctively know. You saying they got monkey sense
so
or what?
So if I left what's a that? Stone
monkey
with a
sense,
flared
yeah.
base.
You talking about monkey sense?
You know how like in old Spider-Man, it's like, didn't it? That's the monkey sense telling them not to fucking put a stone in their ass.
Man.
Because it lacks a flared base.
They know, dude, instinctively.
They fucking find things that have flared bases and they're like, yeah, put it in my ass.
Got it in my ass!
They find literally anything that has a flared base. As long as there's a flared base, they fucking it with their butt. But they know stones.
It's crazy, dude. Like, they also know about glory holes, you know? These. That's why I brought this
true.
In. Is because
the primates.
Because, dude, they know how to have a good time, dude.
Monkeys know glory holes,
and
man.
Guess what? There's no fucking Me Too in the monkey world, dude.
Oh, no.
They're just,
yeah,
they're
I was going
to
say that.
Oh,
no repercussions.
No, Jim
no
and I,
law.
Don't fucking
no.
do this, dude. I'm not saying that Me Too's good. I'm just saying, but in the monkey kingdom, dude,
yeah.
Everything goes, baby.
Well, in the monkey kingdom, it's probably a dude on the other side of the glory hole as well.
Yeah.
When what's wrong with that?
Nothing.
It's a lawless society.
If there's no Me Too.
Hey, man, dude, they ain't writing exposés about who's on the other side of the glory hole, bruh.
I spent the evening outside. I spent the evening on the other side of the glory hole, and you'll never guess what happened. Yeah, I will. I can very easily guess what happened on that other side.
Are you talking about the video?
You
like
think
the...
if there's a little monkey Aziz Ansari and he fish hooks a bitch's mouth, dude? You think there's gonna be a story
it's
in babe.com?
You can't fish hook anybody anymore.
Well, you gotta ask first, dude.
You have to ask specifically.
Excuse me, madam.
Madam, may I fish hook my
Brian,
tie
is this
stick
from
my
experience?
Fingers into thine mouth.
Report back.
Fish hooking is a funny fucking thing, too.
Well, you gotta catch them, dude.
Where are you at with that, Brian?
Are you I fish don't. Hooking?
I'm okay with, like, finger in the mouth stuff, but, like, when you start, like, yanking on them, I don't... Yanking on the cheek? I don't
that's
like that.
That's like, you know, pulling back, you know?
Yeah, I don't like that, dude. But, I mean, if they start sucking on my finger, dude, and, like...
Sucking on my chin! It's like, you're calling them, calling them!
Sometimes you want to, like, kind of warm up the fingers in the mouth before you...
Yeah. Why lubricate them yourself?
Yeah.
When she can lubricate them for you. Hey, you want these digis in your pussy? I like how you short
up, dude.
Digi. As if it was too dirty to say digit.
Well,
is that what you call them in your head, Brian?
Digis, dude.
Digis?
Yeah.
Oh, my
God.
Do you want my little saucies into your pussy?
Like sausages?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm just going to say the full word. You want my little sausages in your...
That's gross, dude.
Yeah,
let us know if that works. The full word.
Digi.
Let us know if did
works.
You hear yourself?
Sausages.
Brian's Jesus, into man. Experimentation, man.
It's the sages
so
part.
Just fuck, let us know, dude. Man.
Hey, you want to warm up these sausages for me to put into your pussy?
No, yeah. Just do it via text and see what kind of response
like that,
you get.
Dude, I don't think they'd like that.
Where are you
I'm
going
to put
sausage?
My fingers. My little saucies, as I like to call them. Digis, perhaps, if you nasty.
Digis.
That's why I don't usually like to announce it.
Wow. I thought, so you're surprised
huh,
them with
so
digis?
No, I mean,
where does the
consent
come in?
It's not surprise, but it's not explicitly stated.
Yeah, she's not signing on
the dotted line.
I'm not using the
may
forms
I
anymore.
Enter? Yeah.
He's just
I'm
not signing.
Forms,
it's all digital.
May I pass my pinky? May I cross the belly button threshold? May I place it upon the mound?
Yeah, do they just, they don't like that. But the monkeys!
Can I crest your clitoris? Which do you prefer? Index, ring, middle, pinky, or thumb? Sorry, thumb's off the menu. I don't feel comfortable with that.
Are you just going to refuse to fill out the form?
If she's into it, dude.
She's giving you this form across the top. This is Times New Roman, 12 point. It's an official, official fucking document.
Double space or not?
Clear title. Consent form.
All right. Yeah. I mean, if that's what it takes.
Brian McFly, and there's just check boxes.
Yeah, that's what it takes, dude. You sure?
Dang. I mean, what a sip. I would be. Fucking sip. I didn't even tell you about her.
Are you like one of those guys?
She's
like
a Harvard graduate.
I don't know if you guys have gotten anybody to sign contracts or anything, but there's some people who just really like to read through the contract.
I'll tell you what, dude. That's a contract I'm going to fucking read, dude.
Oh, yeah?
In fact, I'm not. You know what? I think
you're not pretending?
I'm not.
He ain't signing shit.
I'm not signing.
I ain't signing shit.
Are you telling me that's not the biggest red flag you've ever heard of in your entire life, dude? That's a fucking trap, man. My monkey sense is kicking in.
Keep it out of your butt, dude. Guess what? Put that rock in your ass. That's right.
That contract does not have a flared base.
And his dingle.
The contract. Contracts never have flared bases,
that's right,
okay?
Dude.
Shit.
There's no golden parachute.
No, they
contract.
Fucking you with that contract.
Yeah, it's like, look, line item 9, can I have a... I am not going to sell you my kidney for $7.
How'd you get yourself into that
negative?
Position?
I guess it's not a double negative. I think that wraps up Brian's animal / me too / consent corner.
It was two news stories about two animals. We couldn't just space them out. We had to put them together and call it Brian's animal corner.
You wouldn't have a corner without more than one animal story.
Yeah, but I mean, we have a lot of things that have a lot of similarities, and we never give corners to them.
Brian gets all the corners.
Maybe we need to make some changes around here.
He's got a couch and a corner.
Shit.
How about Brian's solo show, The Couch in the Corner?
The Couch in the Corner. God. What does this look like?
He's just chilling out on a couch and we're just talking.
It's me talking about emotional things and also like fun animal facts.
Yeah. It's an introspection.
I would listen to Brian's fun animal facts. Because I've been trying. I mean, I subscribed to Watch Mojo and I've been giving them suggestions.
What was that list? One that you said the other day?
Top 5 dicks of the animal kingdom.
That's you got an
number 3.
Winner.
Cat.
Why?
What? I would go.
Tune in.
Echidna.
Yeah. No, I said number 3 is cat. Okay.
I thought we're going with 5. What's number 5?
Look, it's intrigue. Okay.
Yeah. Ever heard of it?
This you is a teaser. Fucking, number 3 is cat, feline.
Yeah. Because
what
nobody...
kind of cat? An alleged white tiger.
Well, one with a dick.
Man.
Is cockroach on the list? I ain't watching if cockroach ain't on the list.
Why? What's special about a cockroach?
The cockroach is just because his name is cockroach.
No, it's because they have like
you know.
Spiky
funnily
penises.
Enough, his penis looks just like another cockroach. It got arms and shit.
Oh, wings.
Oh, gross, dude. That's
hey,
gross.
Quick question.
What?
Are we still in the animal corner?
No, we're out of
man.
The animal
we
corner.
Fucking, we ran out 2 stories.
Are we in the gift shop?
Me in the gift shop.
What are you getting at the animal corner gift shop?
Like one of those smash pennies.
You cheap bitch. They're 75 cents now. No, they're a dollar now.
God.
They're a dollar.
Thanks,
it's
Biden.
$1. Oh, yeah. Thanks, Obama.
Thanks, fucking Biden.
$1 to get a smashed penny.
Wow, dude.
It's technically against the law to smash pennies,
no,
isn't
it's
it?
Not.
Okay.
I mean, technically it might be.
No.
Really? They made an exception?
Destruction of currency?
No.
Come on.
Okay.
There's a clause in there.
Oh,
okay.
If it was illegal, why would they fucking have it out in public?
Speaking of someone reading the contract,
I read the thing that had the 2 S's on it.
What's that?
The thing with the 2 S's.
Oh, the 2 S's.
The 2 S's.
What the hell, dude? SS?
No, this thing. Not that.
Oh, okay. No, I know what you're talking about.
That thing.
Let me see it.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Section.
Oh, yeah.
It's a section abbreviation.
He read that part.
Little S chain.
It's like this one.
All right, this headline's kind of weird, but the story is something to talk about. Let's get on
something to chew about.
Ask all the time, why do I need this? How to stop your vacuum from spying on you?
Yo!
So there's, you know, Amazon buying Roomba and the things are like listening, which, where are you guys at with that? Like, does it bother you?
I think me and Jim and I have given in.
Yeah, I've given in. It does bug me.
Yes.
Because I don't feel like I've been fairly compensated for my data, but also my data's worthless.
Maybe
you have been fairly compensated.
Yeah, it's worth every penny for you
as
a customer.
No, absolutely. For my own peace of mind and for like not being tracked.
The service to like know you.
Right. For sure.
A custom experience.
Yes, data is worth a lot of money, and I wish that we weren't so data obsessed. I wish things could be a little bit more organic, you know what I mean?
Who wants to go back in time?
I do.
I don't know.
Like, I don't know if this is like what all generations do as they get older is that, you know, oh, we had it better back in the day type thing. But it feels like now it's just so nasty. Right?
No,
like,
it's bad.
Janet?
Yeah.
It's bad. I mean, when you're talking about privacy, there's no privacy.
Yeah, there's no privacy.
I don't think it's...
Everything is so like... It feels like this, right?
You know
like,
what I was thinking so about tense. When I was stuck at that blinking red light at that intersection?
What's that?
I feel like whoever's in charge of fixing this shit and they can't get to it remotely is just like, fuck it. I'm going to wait till traffic dies out before I go out there.
Oh, yeah, it's not like I got Halo Flight to get and drop me right on this control box.
But that's what I was thinking is like, let's let the robot drones like go over to wherever the box is to go fix it. And you fix it remotely with that robot drone to push the fucking button that resets the system or whatever, right?
Yeah, that's fairly complicated, man.
It doesn't have to be.
Unless the robot drone can fucking carry you there.
Oh, yeah, that'd be cool. Like a
carry on.
It's more like a jetpack.
Yeah, jetpacks. You know, jetpacks for technicians. Hell fucking yes.
Hell yes.
Technicians get jetpacks.
I mean...
I'm running my campaign on that. I think it could win.
Technicians probably don't get paid a terrible amount.
Unless they union.
Well, but if they get a little perk, which is...
Jetpack.
Yeah, you get a jetpack.
And you can use it on your own time.
Yes.
I'll pay you $15 an hour.
Weekend jetpack usage.
Weekend jetpack
take it
privilege.
To the beach, dude.
Dude, you're getting pussy.
You're getting
take
pussy.
Take it to the base.
Yeah. You're flying around, you see like a little hottie with a jetpack on, you're fingering her in the sky.
Yeah.
Guess what? Hey, clear your schedule. You're fingering someone in the sky.
Is she a Daddy Juice Energy spokesperson?
Is she a brand ambassador for Daddy Juice?
She's definitely a brand ambassador.
That's what's on her jetpack.
Oh, wow.
Daddy Juice Energy. Jetpack.
But then she's, she's on the clock. Can she get fingered in the sky is the question.
No, she's like off hours, but she gets to use the company property to travel around.
Really?
She's not a technician. Jetpacks are for technicians.
No,
and brand ambassadors.
And brand ambassadors.
And brand ambassadors.
Yeah.
You're fighting the pool.
It's fucking sick,
I think,
dude.
Hey, going to be like...
It's like buying a Tesla. You can't just say Teslas are for technicians.
You got to start somewhere there's not that many jetpacks, and you got to give it to the people who are going to benefit the most to help us out.
Or can afford it. A girl with R&D.
No.
A girl with fat titties on a beach trying to give away energy drinks, that's not
from
important.
The sky with her fucking shirt cannon?
That's not important?
Yes.
Energy drinks out of a shirt cannon from the sky.
That's going to sell daddy juice.
Dude.
From the sky?
Yeah.
You're killing people.
No, you're not. You're, because they have little parachutes on them.
Oh, my
Thank
God.
Thank you.
Parachutes, that's so cute, actually.
Yeah. Advertising!
Oh, wow.
It's a Daddy Juice parachute on a fucking bottle.
Holy shit.
Imagine
I want to be on the fucking beach.
Yeah. And imagine you look up and her titties, just imagine them bouncing in that fucking jet ski, dude.
Yeah, from your vantage, it's underboob.
No, I'm sorry, jetpack.
Yeah, it's all underboob.
Cool, it's man. Whatever, you know, whatever she chose to wear that
so
day.
So let's get back to the...
Slow-mo brand ambassador. Yeah.
But going back to Skynet.
Uh-huh.
We hate it. We love it.
Of course it sucks.
We hate it, but we've succumbed to our robot overlords.
Have we?
Well, not you, because you got the hate energy of...
You got a VPN,
75,
dude?
You
of course I do, man. How many?
75 men.
Oh, my God.
The hate energy of 75 men?
You have the hate energy of 75 men.
I like it, though, dude.
I wish I had your gumption sometimes, man. I'm so goddamn tired of
it. I could use my electro-punk name, the Arbiter.
Arbiter, yeah.
Here's the thing, dude. I have 25 angry men, dude, and it's stressing me out. So,
because what is it, like 10,000 bombs, like... A lifetime to get into heaven?
40,000
N
words
times 25.
Oh, wow, you have to clear a million.
Yeah, man, it's a lot, dude.
A million is not that much these days.
It's a burden. Okay, say one per second.
Working in parallel.
Say it once per second, and you're never getting there.
Arthur, earlier,
86,400 a day.
Arthur, earlier at work.
Work.
I almost said it. I almost said one of them.
You really did.
Gemini. Just in a fun way. I was just using it like as if you were saying that little thing, that chinga or whatever.
Yeah.
I almost said that, almost that, said little, that little chinga.
It's almost an anagram.
Oh my God, it is.
I'm really lost
like
on
ginger.
What you're talking about, but
like
okay.
Anyways, but I almost said it, but.
I almost dropped it.
I almost got some HR, dude.
No, it was only me.
Were you like singing a song?
Yeah, he was whistling in there.
No.
No, he was just like, he was pointing something out and said, look at this little chinga.
Oh, okay.
I don't even know. I've never even used it in that sense before, but it was very playful, okay?
Yeah, you didn't
just
mean
for the
it,
record.
You didn't mean
do you think
it.
There was like an environmental factor that molded you to have that
to
kind of treatment
it?
Towards that word?
Are you talking about my allegedly white upbringing?
Yeah, man.
No, they would use it and they'd mean it and be
with hard R's.
It would be hard.
God, yeah.
The hardest of R's.
Speaking of hard R's,
they would only pronounce the R.
They're not speaking of hard R's.
Oh, no.
Man arrested for stealing only Axe body spray.
I get it.
I mean, this guy.
Did you see him?
A mugshotty, right?
Yeah, he seems like an Axe body spray kind of guy.
He seemed like a guy that he seemed like Encino Man.
I read the story a little bit.
Uh-oh.
And this guy is just a habitual klepto. So it doesn't matter. The fact it was how Axe body spray was for the headline.
Irregardless.
But this is a sad part. This was like his fourth offense, therefore making it a felony.
Oh, felony Axe body spray?
No.
I mean, owning Axe body spray is a felony.
Imagine if this was like Brian's former roommate. He just happened to be a klepto, and when they were living together, he stole all the fucking time when they went to Walmart.
Right.
Stole your goal one time.
But how do you feel about this being a felony?
I don't like it.
I think he should get some kind of like mental health treatment or something.
Yeah, I think we bandy about felonies for all the wrong things. No,
like, it's some, dude, maybe 20th? Like,
20th?
20th, like,
that's a rap sheet, dude.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, but like, it's not non-violent, right?
It could be violent.
If you start looking at like how long people get put away, it starts to be, it's weird, dude. It's like you got someone in there like 20 years for like some white collar crime. You got someone that raped someone. They're in there for like 10 years. It, like, there's no rhyme or reason to what the year is.
Severity of.
Yeah. So this guy, I mean,
isn't that determined by a judge or jury?
Yeah.
So it's just a mixed
bag. It's just the whims.
It's not just one judge or one jury.
No, no, no. Brian wants to codify all punishment across the board.
And I want there to be like a
cascading
timelines.
Yeah. But
then there's different degrees of each offense.
We get a one-time vote every year on how many years each offense gets.
Yes.
But don't they do that with
and
murder?
How they use my taxes?
No. It's a, yes.
The what?
And how they use my taxes.
I think every, dude, they should have the tax pool, right? And then everybody gets to put whatever chips they want on their initiative, and it's proportionally distributed.
Thank you.
I don't know. I think if you gave that power to the people, it would sway. Like
they would. Like
there's
they
way
would
too
never,
much sway.
I don't give a fuck. I don't want. I don't
you
give
would
fuck
have
what they mean.
Not enough police force and way too much mental health treatment.
I think that's probably the right balance, actually. If
not
I'm going to be honest.
Not if there was like so many kind of incorrectable crimes going on.
Okay, but would the library get funded?
Yeah, dude. The people who vote love libraries.
That's true.
Will the kids be getting their school supplies?
Yes. Voters love roads, too, right?
They love roads.
They also love
cops. Where are we going with
this? Some do.
Where did, Axe body spray. Where are you guys
the people that don't love cops are just praying for the bloody revolution, though, right?
No. I'm not. Okay. I don't know about the
we
bloody
don't have
revolution.
To love them. We just have to respect them.
I don't even got to do that.
Yeah, until
you need
them. They're all
until
bastards.
You need them.
Have you heard this?
I've heard.
Hey, guys, have you heard this? That,
I've heard that.
They're
all
bastards.
Cops are bastards.
I heard a punk song or two where they talk about that.
They've
I'm
been saying
ACAB dudes.
For a while. 1312?
1312.
That's what the Tinder bios are saying,
dude. I thought that was the R&B.
Yeah, these fuck. Just shut up. 13, you're fucking 24. Shut up.
I know. Your run-ins with the cops have been...
My nudes.
I don't know. Maybe they fucking fucked
they're
up.
They're white hotties.
Yeah, but they like get too drunk and they be, you can't test me. Get your hands off me.
I know my
get
rights.
Get your hands off of me.
I know.
And my dad is a lawyer.
My dad owns a dealership.
You're so fucked. Give me your badge number.
Speaking of the entitled, changes to how Pennsylvania's tipped workers are paid. Overtime for salaried workers start Friday. Here's what it means.
True.
So it's just a stupid story about like tipped workers and whatnot. The only reason I bring it up is because I wasn't aware of this like 80-20 thing. You guys know about this?
What is this?
Tell us about it, Gemini.
The 80-20 rule?
Yeah.
That 80%
of what you're
whatever...
doing for your tipped salary. Oh, sorry.
No, what are you talking about?
I think this is different. This is a different 80-20.
What's your version of 80-20?
80-20 is like, there's this general rule that 80% of, say, productivity comes from 20% of your people.
Oh.
Wow.
No, I was talking about 80% of the work that you're performing has to be that tipped work. So if you're like rolling silverware for 80% of the hour, you get paid your hourly wage versus the tipped amount of that hour.
That's insane.
These fucking,
especially
right?
if that got you like $2 an hour.
No.
It's like the $7, whatever minimum wage is officially.
In Pennsylvania.
Yeah, like
so
$8 or something.
That's
or
still
you could get
up.
The $2.50 an hour plus tips if 80% of what you're doing, like 45 minutes or more.
So
of
if
that
you're
hour.
Rolling silverware but you only work 15 minutes, you don't get any of the tips?
Of that hour.
Or but do they? No, like if people are paying you cash tips. I think the restaurant has to pay you.
Well, maybe that tip's not going to you at that point because you're rolling silverware.
Look,
I mean, I'm pocketing
if it's
the
cash. You're not even touching the cash at that point.
Look
you're
at
rolling
this.
Silverware.
That's right. Look at this, dude. I think this is big restaurant.
Let's go
distracting
there.
Us from the real problem, dude. The real problem.
The real problem.
tipping.
Tipping is the real problem.
And then, so this is just going to have everyone quibbling over how they're supposed. Because
tipping
is
racist.
Yeah, I mean, I don't.
We covered that, Gemini.
Yeah,
or
we did.
Is it?
Yeah.
How?
They've done the.
I think
you
were sitting right there, Brian.
What, no. He was out that day.
Oh, oops.
The certain races tip less,
and certain races get less tips.
Oh. So I guess it evens out?
No. It cascades.
What?
White people tend to get tipped more than black people.
Okay.
Black people don't tip as much as white people.
Right, but so when the black people go out to eat, they're saving money because they're not tipping. So they're not having to spend their tips. They're not getting that many tips, but they're also not tipping their fellow black people. Is that the problem?
I don't think the black people who are working at that restaurant
they're
are
not, yeah, they
to
can't.
There.
They can't afford to eat.
Getting past this whole idea we're against tipping, right?
Racism isn't even the problem.
So, yeah,
tipping's the problem.
Right.
Tipping's racist. The incentive to work what you're doing. Let's continue the headline.
If you want me to be on board, dude, you gotta not say it. It's gotta be just tipping is the only problem in the world, dude. If you start saying sexism and racism all that, I'm not on board anymore.
If we're gonna tackle anything as a people, number one priority is tipping.
Thank you, dude.
I'm going to be 100% honest.
You mean
no more tipping.
No, I agree. But listen.
Strike it across the board.
Hyper-focused on tenth workers are paid, and we're talking this 80-20. We're not looking at the rest of this headline right now.
Really
the rest of the headline is overtime for salaried workers.
Okay.
And you know,
salaried workers get overtime now. That's great.
All right. So I'm saying Pennsylvania's rearranging it to kind of make the incentive for people that work for tips to find a salary job. Am I not right?
Yeah. If they're taking away your tips.
Yeah. If they're paying you $8 an hour because you're not doing 80-20.
But it's putting the onus on the workers.
Yeah, which is good.
The onus is always on the workers.
The onus should always be on the worker, but there should be benefits for the worker, right?
Wouldn't it be cooler if the law was, if you're going to be a restaurant, you need to make your server's salary.
Okay, so we're going to break it down to, let's stick to restaurants, right? You got like the business owner, you got their managers, admin staff, and then the waiters and the kitchen staff. The waiters and kitchen staff are probably closer to that, tipped worker kind of wage?
No, they get minimum wage.
Right. That's what I'm saying. It's like the wait staff and the kitchen staff are about that minimum wage level, right?
Yeah.
And then you get to like the manager level, that's more of a like salary job, right?
Right.
But really, like, do managers have to bust their ass?
Yes.
Or do they have to bust their work staff's ass?
They got all the hate from the customers.
And they work like 60 hours a week for 40 hours.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Of pay.
So that part is cool, but the servers are still getting fucked.
They're getting fucked because, what, they're doing their job and getting paid for it? Or not getting enough?
They're not getting the tip money?
Well, I mean, like, it depends on how much work you're doing.
I guess they're not getting that fucked, but
how much would you really pay someone to roll silverware
for an hour? I'm getting
fucked for
having to tip them.
Minimum wage.
Yeah, right. That's what they're getting. Doesn't sound wrong to me.
But I think they should get their tips if they get tips. I mean, I think...
Yeah, but they're not getting tips because they're rolling silverware.
I think the fucking... Right, but for the 15 minutes that they're not working silverware, they still get paid the 80-20, right?
Yeah.
If they work 80% of the time...
And they wait like one table, and the table pays them like a dollar...
Do they still get the tip?
They would have to get the tip at the rate of their $2.50 an hour.
No.
Yes.
No, the 80-20 is
break
like
it up by hours. Okay, you're either going to do 80-20 the hour, you're going to get paid your waiter $2.50 an hour plus tips, or if you don't make this $8 of something, it's just going to be $8 an hour. One or the other.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
You are going to make less money while you're rolling the silverware, though.
Depends on like how much business is coming through.
That's true.
And if there's like way too many waiters waiting tables.
Here we go again. Restaurant wants us to have this part of the conversation.
Right.
It's like, big restaurant. Is that most restaurants have like a 5% margin profit.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
I hear you.
It's so crazy.
So there is no big restaurant?
They have to exploit workers, and they don't even make that much.
Do you think there's a possibility of just dividing up like gross sales to, we made this much money in the day, say you made $1,000 in the day, and then after, you know, food costs, bills
overhead.
And whatnot, yeah, overhead, this is what you get
percentage?
Paid.
I mean, there's
somewhat
like,
of
there's
a percentage,
probably like co-ops.
On a scale.
Right, there's probably like co-ops, restaurant owned.
Yeah, but make
co-ops.
It a standard so like the independent restaurants can stay open.
Yeah. I don't know how that's helping.
But then staffing would suck.
Yeah.
But if it's family run and all that stuff.
I don't know the solution. All I know is that we got to stop this tipping shit.
Yeah, man, we're talking way too long about this. And the point I'm trying to get across is look for the salary job.
You like it, dude. You're in the pocket. A big restaurant.
Man, I tipped on a boba drink and I wanted to take it back so bad.
Why?
because I should have not tipped in the first place.
I see. Yeah. Dude, I get tip remorse all the time. Well, not much anymore because Jim and I
once you strengthen your resolve, it gets easier.
I don't feel bad about tipping at a restaurant as much as I do at a counter service, but I don't do that anymore.
Here's the funny thing, though. So I was trying to do the wireless scanning to pay with a card, and it was like fucking up, and it fucked up enough times to where they had to reset it so I could try again.
Uh-huh.
And then the tip thing came up again. I tried to touch no tip, but it wasn't working, man!
Oh, no! They fucked you!
Yeah! So I had to push the one again, and I was like, fuck!
Wow.
I want to do tip.
You stop at $1 to tip this lady.
Dude, when you're just buying one little boba drink.
I agree.
And hey, you're tipping.
Hey, I agree.
That's like, 20% tip or some shit.
Appreciate the whole choir.
Yeah, yeah, man. And what are they doing?
Racist.
The PD says, man scammed 11-year-old's lemonade stand with a fake $100 bill. Or should I go back one? Or it doesn't matter what order I go.
Don't matter.
We're talking about lemonade stands.
This is Arthur's Lemonade Corner.
Yeah, let's not do the one that makes the police look bad. Let's do
No, they're actually trying to look good here because someone complained that backtrack.
Oh yeah, the other one.
Police closed 8-year-old girl's lemonade stand as she doesn't have a license.
Yeah, dude, hell yeah.
Dude, right, so, ACAB.
Yeah, check this out though. No, someone called to complain she was operating a lemonade stand without a license. Wow. So the police had to do their job and shut her down. But the cop ended up giving her the money towards getting the license to do it all fine and dandy.
That's nice, dude. That's nice of him.
So I really think the complainant is the fucking Karen in the story.
Look, I don't like to use the word Karen because it's a racist term against my alleged people. But other than that.
No, Karen's from India.
What?
Yeah, she works at a call center, dude.
Yeah, or it could be Karen O, who's half Korean.
Okay, my bad. All right. Go ahead. As you were.
No, but it sucks for the little girl.
It was her competition that called.
You think so?
Oh.
The bitch across the street.
Brian's
you talking about Darlene, dude?
Darlene.
The actual brick and mortar.
Darlene.
It has a...
Darlene.
Okay, so this other guy, the guy that scammed... I mean, you gotta respect that, dude. You gotta respect the scam.
The great thing is that caught on camera, man. That's best part of the story.
It's like a Ring camera, probably,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. I mean, like the kid's in front of his house.
That's great.
And this fucker's just trying to pass a fake $100.
Wait, this kid broke a $100 bill? He had enough change for a $100 bill?
That's
or did this guy just be like, he's like, I only have $50. It's cool, man. You can keep the change.
No, the guy hands him a fake $100 bill for a drink and asks for exact change.
Wow.
So we'll say
that
drink was like $1.
He is a piece of shit, dude. But, you know, some of these scam artists, they got too big of a heart.
They got that charm.
Dude, and if you're a scam artist, you got to go all the way, man. You can't be like... You know, 1 foot out of the game, 1 foot in the game.
I know.
You're either in, you're out.
You have to commit.
And this guy, he's not letting his emotions, you know, blind him.
Back when I was running money, they used to do this quick change scam where they'd come up with a $100 bill and be like, hey, can you break this for me? Like, yeah, that's cool. You have the 520s. Like, hey, can you give me 4 or 5?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then they try to confuse you to where they're like,
I
just handed you a 50. Can you give me 2 5-tens for that? And if you're not paying attention, they wear you down.
Oh.
I know.
Got to stay strong.
Wait, what do you mean running money?
I used to cash checks.
Like what Julio do you mean, Tejas, dude?
I used to cash checks.
At the places?
At the places. I was behind the bulletproof glass.
Dude. Yeah. You were in the trenches, dog.
I was totally in the trenches.
She was telling.
That's back when I spoke very fluent Spanish.
And is that, dude, was that when you got, what's it called?
Shingles?
No, when you were, okay, when someone becomes a terrorist, was that when you were radicalized, dude? For the red cause, the communist cause?
When I was cashing checks?
Yeah, is that when you were radicalized?
No.
You saw the plight of the working class?
No.
That was much later.
I mean, it was a pretty fun experience.
Oh, okay.
Just cashing checks. It's fairly benign work, dude.
Okay.
I mean, you do see
a lot.
No,
it's benign, but I'm just saying you're seeing people that are
grassroots. No, nobody was ever struggling.
Oh, really?
I cashed a lot of million-dollar checks.
Did you really?
Isn't that insane?
What?
That people would cash million-dollar checks.
You can do that.
What do you do, bust out a suitcase full of cash?
No, I have to call ahead, and then we have to order from the bank.
Yeah. And then you have $1 million?
Routinely.
You handled $1 million.
Does it come in a suitcase?
Routinely?
No.
A box?
They have big bags of just basically almost vacuum-sealed money. That are just in big bags, and they drop it off. Like the Brinks guy will come every day, and you know, here's your money. You sign off on it, and it's like each store would have $200,000.
If I had a legit million-dollar check, all I got to do is call ahead, and you will give me that money.
It's like a week-long process, though.
Okay, so there is a lot of red tape.
Yes, a lot of red tape.
Okay.
Also, it's a million-dollar check, dude.
We see those every week.
$1 million.
That's a lot.
Yeah, that's like
Brian sees those every week. He's like tired of seeing them.
Yeah, I'm, I don't like $10 million anymore, dude. To be honest with you, I don't like it.
He doesn't even cash
it
anymore.
It's not worth the time.
So close to the 3 years, 100 million.
I'm not going to the bank for this. Plus, I can't do mobile deposit.
He just throws darts at him at this point.
Damn.
Speaking about throwing darts and $1 million checks.
Hey, clip that, J-Mark. That was interesting.
Would you like some more money stories?
Yeah,
a lot.
Woman's shock at $2,600 penis table.
Listen, before we misunderstand this, I did sort of skim this article. She's not mad about it. She's just shocked.
She's
I don't think she's
just taken aback.
This is one of Gemini's favorite kind of stories, man.
Yeah.
Social media turned news story.
How the fuck are you paying it $2,600 for this little table, right?
Okay, it's so like an Etsy table,
so
right?
It was some
like
kind of
one of a kind.
Yeah, it was some kind of like, I don't know.
Art table.
Yeah, someone like,
more like a fart table.
They put this art into some sort of fire mechanism.
There's some sort of like chemical mixture that goes on the tabletop.
They basically
and it makes
mess up on making something and then you buy it for more money.
Yeah,
right.
Because they say then, it's some special process.
Yeah,
it looks like it's messed up. It looks like they tried to do a
You're
nice
saying,
dye job. Like, oh, fuck, and spread it off and like,
You're telling me this does not look like a flaccid, huge cock? This is the
veins?
Head, and this is some cum that's dripping down?
Look out.
That looks more like the pee hole on the bottom.
That is what it is.
Tell us about it, Brian.
That's the head, and this is the
Describe
shaft.
Describe it for the listeners.
Yeah. This is the pubis.
Right, but it also just looks like a spill.
What kind of point of view is it? Is it a side profile of a penis?
It's like
it's in front to
like
the side.
It's like
bit.
Looking at it has a hook,
it's hanging
but
to the
it shouldn't
right.
let it define it.
Thank you.
Is there foreskin?
God.
Yeah, it seems like there.
Thank you for being an ally, dude.
It seems like there's foreskin because it does look like it's
so
a,
you do see
yeah.
the penis,
yeah.
Gemini Jackson. First
it
off,
is a penis.
He said he wasn't seeing the penis.
See
and
it.
You tricked him, man.
I can
you
see
fucking
it.
Scammer
he
over
can't
there.
See
you're,
it.
Can't
you're
see
the one
it.
With a $100 bill giving it to the lemonade stand.
You're telling me, dude. I know you've seen penises in a lot less penisy things, dude.
Of course I have. But if I bought
like
this
clouds?
And I was like, oh, it looks like a cock, nobody would think anything of it.
What do you mean?
I say that about everything.
Okay. So
I
what's
see
your
penises
point?
And everything. This doesn't really look like a cock.
It's the angle.
I mean, what are we doing here,
the
dude? I mean, if we're not all in the same reality, I don't know what we're doing here.
We're in hyper
reality. I just don't think it looks like that much of a cock. Yes,
hyper.
I can see the cock in it.
Okay.
I can see the cock in everything. Okay? It's such a low effort cock, if it's anything.
Well, what's an accidental cock, I am to believe?
Yeah, but who gives a shit?
Well, all speaking right. of
it's
heads.
A fucking they messed up a table.
Okay.
And sold for $2,600. Respect the hustle!
Yeah, absolutely.
Speaking of dickheads.
Speaking of hustle, Missouri pastor says congregation is, quote, poor, broke, busted for not buying him a luxury Movado watch.
Never heard of it.
Movado is basically just like the clock, and it just has a circle at the 12 o'clock.
Hey, look, no...
It's a fashion brand.
No disrespect, dude. What's the demographic on this guy, you think?
What do you think?
Well, okay.
First off, we're in Missouri.
That's true. So I'm way off, dude. I'm actually...
And they dox him!
Look, the busted part threw me off, dude. I did not expect this to probably be a white guy. Let me just
see. No, it's not.
Okay, then never mind. Then my instincts were correct.
Carlton Funderburk.
Funderburk? What is... That sounds like weird and...
The senior pastor at Church at the Well issued an apology video. It's actually a pretty fucking funny video.
So
is
he was
funny?
Given a sermon.
Is he a funny guy?
He's a funny guy.
Is he like on purpose being funny?
Yeah, you think he was just cracking jokes?
I think he was, but then he kind of got too into it.
And people got offended.
Yeah.
See, that's how I know you're still poor, broke, busted, and disgusted. Because of how you've been honoring me.
Oh, no.
I'm not worth your McDonald's money.
Ooh. No.
I'm not worth your Red Lobster money.
Fuck no.
I ain't worth your St. John knit. Y'all can't afford it no how.
No how. I love that.
I ain't worth y'all Louis Vuitton. Come on. I ain't worth your Prada.
Come on.
I'm not worth your Gucci.
Oh, they're pissed. So there's a
Mother,
guy.
Oh, I'm saying this, and I promise you, Deacon, it is not with respect and won't. I'm saying it because I want you to understand just what God is saying. I even found out that Movado, you can buy a Movado watch in Sam's.
Holy shit.
You know I asked for one last year. Here it is the whole way in August. I still ain't got it.
The whole
Y'all
way.
Ain't saying nothing. Let me kick down the door and talk to my cheap sons and daughters.
Oh, hell yeah, dude.
Still poor,
I love this guy.
And disgusted because
it,
of how you've
looked.
Been honoring me.
Oh, it did. Oh my God, dude. This guy rules, dude.
Yeah, right?
Holy
he
shit.
He live streamed this shit too, man.
Holy shit, this guy fucking rules.
He's amazing. He told him how it is.
This is like the scam corner, dude.
The weird thing is, I mean, is that something that a congregation would pitch in together to
No, get I think the he's pastor? Just making a. He's not necessarily saying it's for him right? to say, yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, you need to donate to the church.
Yeah, donate more because I cannot afford this watch. Cheap, busted, and disgusted.
Yeah.
Wait, that's kind of. He's calling,
it's not great.
But the disgusted part is weird.
Yeah.
Disgusting. But it doesn't rhyme, so.
Yeah. Man, this is our money corner.
Because this must be. It's scam corner,
yeah. Yeah. Man convicted for spending spree after $31,000 bank error.
I mean, this answers this the question.
Is, dude, this guy is only 18 years old, and he got $31,000 for
So he
free,
has the
right?
same name as some guy that got a $31,000 deposit.
Yeah.
For all the rules that I know, and I know a lot of rules.
Like, they should have checked ID or something.
Bank error in your favor. Right. Collect $31,000.
Guess what, dude?
Sounds like.
Maybe you've heard of this common law, dude, that's in Hammurabi's code. Yeah. Finders keepers, bitch.
Losers weepers.
Losers weepers. Bank error. Fuck you, bank.
Fuck you, bank.
The bank has this country. Can you give me the speech music, dude?
Yeah, hit the speech music.
The banks have this country by the goddamn balls, dude. These fucking Rockefeller cocksucking pieces of shit, dude. If you accidentally give me $31,000,
I'm spending that shit yesterday.
You
I'm
bitch.
Spending that shit yesterday. Find me in the Panama Papers, bitch.
Yeah, okay.
This is a different contest.
Does this piss you off, dude?
$31,000, man.
It wasn't his money.
I don't give a shit.
Guess what? The bank.
It's in my account. It's my money.
You don't think the bank can afford to, you know, like maybe, you know.
There was some clause when he opened the account that said,
clause,
you know, the little
ass.
S's on top of each other that says, hey, in case of bank error, this is what's going to happen.
Okay, well, suck my dick.
If I accidentally spent $31,000 of the bank's money.
No, it's not the bank's money. It was like the other guy's
money. No, it's the it's bank's the money.
It's always
it's
the
not
bank.
The other guy's Guess money, what? Man. This is just digital commas, and they misplaced them,
and
man.
And they're investing all this money.
Are you fucking up commas?
Yeah, they only have to have 10% of the cash to invest.
Yeah, if they're using this money to invest and stuff, then it's their money. And we're just hoping they give it back to us when we want it.
Look, if there's a computer error.
No, it's a bank teller error. It says... After spending the better part of $31,000 that a bank teller accidentally sent to his account.
Guess who does she work for?
Who does she work for? Who
does she work for this guy?
Who trained her? I'm sorry, dude. I didn't know you worked for the bank.
Big bank over here.
The banks.
Big banks take little banks!
Shit. Let's go back to the deacon, man. That guy was making way more sense.
Oh, my God, dude.
Look,
you nah, poor
did, you
wrong?
Did you see what this guy bought, though?
What did he buy?
A BMW.
Yeah, he got a BMW.
Cash.
And
a used BMW.
It also said he went and got some fast food.
Nice. See, you can respect that,
the police
right?
are trying to auction the BMW to get the money back.
Yeah, see, there's no really like reversing the whole thing.
Hey,
what did they
of course not. It's,
take the title
it's money.
From them?
Yeah, of course. That's all you can do.
The but banks, dude.
This happened so fast that there has to be like a refund policy with the Beamer, unless it was a cash title or something.
Yeah, there's a lot of places that are cash titles.
What an idiot.
Who?
Just, what, the bank? Yeah, the
no,
bank
is dumb as hell.
No?
You're on our side now?
Bank's dumb as hell.
He was dumb as hell for trying to fuck with the system.
No. He's dumb as hell for buying a BMW cash. That's dumb.
Should have financed it.
The problem is $31,000 is not enough to cash out and move to Mexico. It's a tough spot to be
Jump
in.
Change.
If it was like $150,000, you could kind of maybe get lost for a little while in Mexico City or whatever. But...
Yeah, $31,000 is not game right. over money.
Brian McFly.
Yes.
You check your bank account tonight.
Yes.
And it's plus $31,000.
Yes.
So $31,000, $384. Yeah.
Look.
$384.50.
Knowing what I know now, that the banks have this country by the goddamn nuts, dude.
Yeah, man. And a bear trap.
And it's not enough money to quit my job and leave. I can't do nothing.
You're going to be a pussy about it.
You're just.
What am I going to do?
Yeah,
go to jail.
No, fuck the system.
And you're like, I'm not going to spend the money.
No, because he knows how the system works.
I know that we're fucked, dude.
So you're telling me this 18-year-old's a fucking idiot, right?
No.
I'm saying he's young.
He didn't know how it works.
He didn't know, dude. He still has.
Damn.
He's naive,
he's an idiot.
Dude.
And he still got convicted.
Of course he did.
What, big bank, take little bank.
Hey, his only mistake was believing in this country, dude. Having hope,
having faith,
having hope in this country, dude. He didn't know that the banks have us by the cojones.
And a bear trap.
Another 18-year-old man sent to his death by the country.
All right,
13th Amendment.
Speaking about going to jail,
is that the one? Did I get that one
right?
Yeah,
I think you're correct on that one.
Okay, Ava DuVernay, you're on notice.
This article was titled, Why Bacon Tastes So Much Better at Diners Than at Home?
I don't know that it does.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Is this a foregone conclusion? Is it
because you don't know how to make fucking bacon at home?
This is one of those food articles where they really break it down. Is it because
they bake them bacon? They put it in the oven?
Something like that.
I do that too. That's why it tastes better than the diners.
Cool, man.
Hey, if anybody's interested in bacon facts, I got another one.
I thought you were going to give some money facts. Oh, going back to the money corner.
Yeah, so...
Throw another story at us!
They charge 1%, right?
Right.
They made a lot of money on 1%. Tons of money on 1%.
What's one? Hold on. I suck. So is that 10,000?
1% of a milli is $1,000.
No,
is
10,000.
Man, 10, I just guess. I didn't even think about it.
I can't do math.
I can't either.
$10,000 on wow. 1 milli. But it doesn't seem like there's so much risk involved. Right.
Not if you just keep the paper straight.
Yeah, but this guy could burn you for $1 million.
Could.
Yeah. Hey, J Mark, you might have to cut this clip and put it in, put with this the into one. The other clip.
Nah, man, my listeners are gone at this point.
Yeah. I mean, money weighs a lot too. Like $1 million is significant.
A paper money.
So you're talking about gas?
Like $100 bills?
Why are you talking about the weight?
Why weight?
Oh, okay.
No, the actual weight of it is pretty heavy.
Oh, it's just kind of an aside. You're talking about the weight?
Mm-hmm.
That probably does weigh a lot.
Tons and tons of quarters.
Wow, so you see, I've never seen $1 million
of quarters?
No, so you've seen $1 million a lot.
I've seen $1 million a lot.
That's crazy. Have you ever seen $1 million?
No.
Man.
Yeah.
This doesn't interest you at all, does it, Arthur?
It's bricks of cash.
It's fine. it's a little better than the new one.
Very, very freaking, very frequent landscapers.
With $1 million check? No. They want to pay cash to their workers.
Yeah.
I follow.
Yeah. A lot.
Some of that under the table stuff, you know what I mean?
Sure.
That's just easy laundering.
Sure, it is.
The paper trail gets lost when you print out the paper.
Cash, yeah. I mean, I learned a lot about FinCEN, you know, like the reason you can't cash anything more than $10,000 without leaving a paper trail. All that shit. Learned about cuckoo smurfing.
Dang, tell us about cuckoo smurfing.
Is where they try to like wire more money to the same place using... Smurfs, like a
multiple
bunch of
sources,
multiple people, aren't the same place. Cuckoo smurfing,
and that's so that you don't get over that $10,000.
So they send like $9,000, $8,000.
Nice,
but then there's always like a pattern, right? And you're like, fuck this.
So
is
if you see
smurfing.
The pattern, you gotta
report it.
If you see something,
say something.
Yeah,
damn, dude. Yeah, I don't like that part.
I know. It seems like hey,
fucking
dude,
rats.
Look. I'm making fucking minimum wage right now.
I'm over here $8.50 an hour.
Crazy, you are entrusting the entire financial system on my ass?
Yeah, suck my dick.
Suck my dick. Give it to the guy.
That's crazy. So you're getting paid like $7.25?
Yeah.
And you're handing a bag of $1 million to someone? What the hell?
It's such a weird dichotomy, right? But it's just like, I don't know. You just don't even think about it as money anymore. There's just so much of it. And then you're just like, oh, this is just numbers that I'm giving out.
What song with the word money and the title?
Money!
Pink Floyd?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right.
So is that why you just, right now, as an adult, you grab the bag and you don't even think about it?
Don't think about it. Don't even feel
it. Secure the bag!
Don't even feel it anymore.
Don't even feel it. It doesn't even sting no more.
You still want to talk about bacon?
No more bacon.
Let's talk about...
What Avalanche.
What Avalanche!
I think this is a hot episode, dude. Are we allowed to talk about the episode within the episode,
no.
Arthur?
No, man.
Is J-Mark going to cut this?
Yeah, it's blasphemy.
Dude. You're already done, dog.
Dude, I'm feeling good. I have so much caffeine
Brian
pumping through my dick right now.
Brian wants to peel back the beaded curtain.
Uh-huh.
Will you leave the part where I said I have a lot of caffeine?
Do not notice the man behind the curtain.
Pay no attention.
That's what it is.
To the man behind the curtain.
Boom-chi.
What?
Low and slow.
Ooh. And banging.
It's not banging.
You talking about the Texas treat known as
the
barbecue?
The Texas treat.
Yeah. Certain types, yeah.
Brisket
was definitely the
sausage.
Primary
sausage,
top, of course.
Ribs,
wasn't ribs.
Turkey,
it was turkey.
So when you go to, so you had Rudy's.
I did.
When you go to a barbecue joint, you always get brisket and sausage.
No,
I'm not the biggest fan of sausage. Yeah, this was a comp.
Of course,
dude.
I went to go visit Julio Teo's office.
Uh huh.
Because we're talking
about Julio
Teo's
catered.
Oh, really, dude?
Someone catered Julio.
They're trying to butter you up over there, huh?
No, they were just having some kind
Spotify.
Of office event. Yeah.
You know.
And so, yeah, I had some of that.
Yeah, Spotify barbecue from
and
Rudy's.
And I ate it, and I didn't overdo it, but...
Wild.
Why didn't you?
I'm just at that point in life, man.
Because... You took it home.
Hunkered down on leftovers, man.
Oh, you took it home? Mm-hmm.
Fuck yeah!
Oh my god, you took it home catering?
No,
I like that.
Check this out, dude.
Check this out.
I'm just pretending like I didn't like it, but I do like it.
It was like a solid like 2+ pounds of barbecue.
That's fucking like $50.
That's great, yeah, man. Dollar bills on like how much this stuff is these days.
It's yeah, it's like $50.
Two pounds of barbecue is about $50.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they charge by the half pound.
Damn.
Even the quarter pound.
Trip. The barbecue industry's got us by the nuts, dude.
You know what? It might even be more than $50.
It probably is, actually.
Really?
It's like old numbers by the pound.
Those beef prices, man. Through the roof. But that's how they gouge you.
It's pretty good, though.
Did you
say barbecue.
Gouge? Like a...
Gouge?
Yeah, no, like a...
Gouge?
Yeah.
I don't know what that is.
Is that Japanese?
Oh, gosh.
I guess? Yeah, that's what it is, gosh.
Maybe it's gouge.
I thought it was.
Tell us about it.
I don't even know what
that's
you're
talking about. That's like gray wash or something?
No, I'm talking about the guys at the Brazilian barbecue.
Okay, yeah. That would be a that's next level punch, dude. I don't know, but if it is.
Gaucho Marks?
I'm going to look it up. Gauchos. You guys go ahead.
Gaucho Marks.
They gaucho by the nuts?
Gaucho pants.
Got you by the bowels.
These guys. Gauchos.
Okay.
At the Brazilian steakhouses, that's what they wear.
And they have the meats on the...
Okay, it's a Spanish word for cowboy.
Oh, okay.
They gaucho by the nuts? Dude, that's not bad.
Gaucho by the nuts.
Sure, man. Hey, hang on a second.
Oh, no.
Don't you... Dude, oh. I'm out. Hey.
Fuck this!
I'm out of here, dude.
Christ. We lost him.
Later, Brian.
Later, Brian.
Slam the door.
So this is what I had for lunch.
We can still play without you.
Took his ball home.
What were we talking about? Oh, yeah.
Barbecue.
Wait, did you have coleslaw or what?
It was like potato salad, but I didn't have any at that time.
Creamed corn? They're known for their creamed corn.
No, I didn't.
It's a sugary corn?
They also have new potatoes.
What is the cream part of creamed corn?
Cum? Yeah.
Okay.
It's corn cum.
Wow.
They bust the corn's nut.
Shit.
On its nut.
Corn nuts,
which is like
huh?
your favorite, right?
Nut on nut?
Corn cream pie.
Nut on nut crime.
Creamed corn pie.
Creamed corn pie.
Gemini Jackson, what'd you have for lunch?
Creamed corn pie, apparently. Boom-chi. Fast food.
Chicken two ways.
I did have chicken.
Wow.
Two ways.
Are you just saying that so I can move
on the show? No, I mean. That's what I had. For lunch.
I was there. This is the first time that I actually saw him buy it in the wild.
This is a 7-Eleven sandwich item.
Uh-huh.
Those have been around forever.
Dude, they're hot shit and they're on sale right now.
Is there any way that you can get in contact with corporate 7-Eleven and get them to
get
change
them to
the name?
Rename it Chicken Two Ways. Look, I don't even need
it's
any
not called
compensation.
Chicken Two Ways.
I know they fucking up so
what
hard.
What's it called in it? Just some bullshit.
I don't know, like
generic, like
two half sandwiches.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, chicken salad and what's
egg
the other
salad.
One? Egg salad.
Chicken Two Ways, dude.
Every day you can discover which came first.
Gemini Jackson should just have a guest article on Bon Appetit called Chicken Two Ways.
Oh, wow.
And he assembles these gourmet sandwiches.
Chicken Two Ways.
Hybrid with avocado toast.
Wow.
Is there avocado in any of those sandwiches? Or could avocado?
Dude, it's a fucking convenience store sandwich.
No.
It'd be hard
We're
to have.
We're taking
like...
it to the next level. We're going Bon Appetit level.
Bon Appetit.
Yeah,
chicken...
Gemini Jackson's Chicken Two Ways. It has to be sandwiches.
I don't know that it would do like a
you
California
do sandwiches?
Club.
Because
that's
club.
Like the only thing I think of that has avocado
avocados
as well.
In it?
Hey, you don't want to mix avocado with
chicken?
Tuna salad.
Egg salad, probably not, but the chicken.
With chicken, yeah.
But chicken salad.
Not chicken salad. That's too
creamy.
Too gooey.
I don't know. Maybe you can make it work.
Or if you mix the avocados in with that salad.
What if you
mix?
Had like
that's
not bad. What if you had like a Parmesan crisp in there?
Look out, everybody.
In between the
yeah,
the avocado spread and the
and just a little bit
salad.
Of truffle oil.
Shit, truffle butter.
Brian McFly.
Boom chi. This is what I had for dinner, dude.
No, uh-oh. We don't play that.
I don't
fucking change things, man.
Look, it's either that or it's gumbo. Campbell's gumbo, man.
All right, this better be good.
I don't think it will be, but we'll see. Okay. Oil tycoon dinner, dude. Jim and I was there.
He had an
I
oil.
I had a dinner, dude, that was probably what I ate, $85 at least.
Damn. I'm going to go with the porterhouse steak.
No.
So you're thinking of regular-ass steakhouses with regular-ass steakhouse prices. Think what? Fancier.
Fancier?
6 ounces,
well, you're
dude.
Right.
Six
Only ounces.
6 ounces of Wagyu steak?
Well, it wasn't Wagyu.
Wagyu stink.
This guy had
a filet. I had a
flight, dude.
I had a flight of Wagyus.
It was decadent.
It was. I had.
Did it seem genuine though?
Yeah, it's a really nice steakhouse.
It was really good. Yeah. Yeah.
I had a little. It's like four
medallions.
It's 3 4-ounce medallions of Wagyu filet.
Uh huh.
From America.
Oh.
Japan.
Look out.
And Australia.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Previously frozen.
Guess what?
Don't tell
USA was the best, dude.
The Australian's most definitely
Australian
frozen.
Australian was the best.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
That's what I
the
thought.
The frozen one?
Well.
Was it for, I guess it
had was, to be. It had the most, you know how like fillets, they don't have that much flavor.
Yeah.
In comparison to like.
Maybe it was a fattier aging cut. Process.
I don't think they were that aged.
Hmm.
You generally don't want to age Wagyu that much.
I do.
Had a 6-ounce fillet, had some bone marrow for the appetizer.
Tell me about this bone marrow.
Like have you just had bone marrow?
Poke it out of the bone?
Yeah.
So they
yeah.
just like basically they cut a humerus in half uh-huh. and then they roast it.
Wow.
Okay. I ate, there was some meat on the bone. And I tore it off the bone
yeah,
and ate it.
I love that part.
Yeah.
Just like
a crispy,
crisp. Yeah.
I felt like a fucking caveman, dude.
Yeah. What else did you have?
I don't remember. Oh, pussy. Some dates? No,
yeah,
no pussy.
Dates. Stuffed dates. They were stuffed with blue cheese
I was
and
like,
wrapped
what?
In bacon.
Am I fucking
Sounds
Roman
fancy.
Emperor, dude?
Yeah.
Eating
were you
dates?
Getting your dick sucked at the same time?
No.
Damn.
He's checking out this pregnant chick, though.
Oh, yeah, dude.
You'd bust
she had a low belly.
I got
low belly.
I got a sickness, dude.
Yeah.
Pregnancy.
Hey, I get it.
He's like out here. He's like, hey, I can't wait for the quickening, so it's kind of technically a three-way.
Oh, a three-way.
Yeah, you know.
I forgot what quickening was.
It's when the baby starts moving.
Darling, the quickening is
The quickening
done.
Is upon us. More like the thickening.
Hey, that's what two C's or three?
Ooh, what we have lunch. Good job, guys.
Shove it up your ass.
Ooh. Last night, I awoke in a sweat. The cravings arising from deep within my loins. The salty taste of her belly. Her humid heat warmed my tongue. The soft crunch of that corpulent pancita. Oh, where was I to find a greasy slab of fat to satiate such forbidding desires? Then I remembered Thickum Farms Country Bacon.
Well, howdy, y'all. I'm Jimmy Thickum, President and CEO of Thickum Farms. We farm-raise our Triple C standard hogs to be the thickest and the quickest. All greased up and ready to go. Well, I start every morning with the slickest, thickest trim, fresh from the hog. When you need a slice to fill you up nice, get them arteries pumping and those veins are popping. Thick'em. Thick'em Farms.
Thick'em Farm Country Bacon is available at the Thick'em Farms booth at the Slam City Farmers Market every Saturday and Sunday morning. Not recommended for children under 18 or women who are nursing or pregnant. Side effects include, but are not limited to, sore jaw and fingers, itis, and erections lasting longer than 4 hours.
Ooh, come to Papi Cerda Gorda.
Everyone's entitled to the truth. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Slam City Radio. Get in touch with us through our contact form at slamcityradio.com. We'll send you a sticker, then ask you where you'll stick it. Subscribe, Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, all day, every day.
Scram! Da-dum. I said split! Da-dum. Shake the scene, you turkeys! Get out of my house! I'll see y'all tomorrow.
Is that too much?
Hit 'em up!